For KSL.com, I'm Sean Walker, sitting down with a very special guest today. A little bit unique because I normally put a lot of basketball on this feed because basketball is big this time of year. I put some Olympic sports as well on the feed too. Just barely got done with a big cross-country and track and field sprint on the podcast feed. But I'm sitting down right now with a legendary wrestling coach at Utah Valley University, 18 years strong at UVU. Greg Williams sitting down with me before his final home match this Saturday morning, 11 a.m. in the Lockhart Arena against California Baptist. Greg, first of all, thanks so much for sitting down with me and for joining me to talk a little bit about your short career.
Thanks for having me.
I really wanted to do this, and I kind of put it together a little bit last minute, but just because you're retiring after this season, after 18 years, and let's actually start with that a little bit, because 18 years in one stop, you don't see that very often in college sports in general, and certainly not in college wrestling, I think, right now. Can you believe it's been that long? Like, I honestly remember the day that you were hired, so, like, I personally can't believe it's been that long. Does it ever feel like it?
No, it's just, I mean, there's so much to do always that it goes by pretty fast. So, yeah, it's gone by fast. When we first started, you know, this plan to build this program and get to postseason, you know, because we still had 3 years of moratorium. Mm-hmm. You know, if I go back to then and knew everything that it would take, I mean, I might take a little longer to think about it. But, but in some ways, that's part of what made the job so interesting and fun is because it was so challenging.
Yeah.
And 18 years. Once we're done with this year, I'll sit down at some point and look back on it. But right now, yeah, it's gone by fast.
Yeah. What are some of the emotions that you think about your final senior night? You've seen a lot of seniors come through the program. Every year there's a senior night. Those get their own emotions as you think about individual careers and that kind of thing. Thinking about the last one this weekend, what's kind of going through your brain and your heart a little bit right now?
You know, it's interesting because it's normally it's you think of a senior leaving and then you're not going to see them so much, right? This time with me, this being my last home meet and so forth, it's similar with me with the whole team. But it is kind of fitting that we have 8 seniors going out, you know, tomorrow yeah. with their last duel. We haven't had that many. I don't know if we've ever had that many, but it's a lot. And there's a lot of special memories with those 8 guys. I mean, basically just we've been very blessed with the student athletes that we've had come here. We've had some amazing, amazing men. And it's so fun to watch them when they come in when they're young men and when they're graduating, yeah. they're men. And there's no exception, you know, with this batch. I mean, these guys are going to do some great things, you know, once they graduate and move on. They're going to be great business people or whatever careers they choose. They're going to be great fathers and husbands and just amazing, amazing men. And our coaching staff feels super blessed with the opportunity that we've had to be able to rub shoulders with them, guide them a little bit, have them teach us lessons as well.
Sure.
It's been great and just a lot of emotions with that.
Just to give them a shout, Ty Smith, Jaden Woodruff, Jacob Armstrong, Chase Trussell, Hunter Morse, Isaiah Delgado, Kobe Nelms, and Cameron Haddock are the seniors that are kind of ushering out their coach for the last 4 or 5, or I think a couple of them even 6 years, because I think yeah. there are a couple of COVID yeah. seniors in here as
exactly.
well.
Yes.
Not quite any, like, ninth-year seniors. There's no Demetrius Romero on here like that, but a couple of longtime wrestlers that are going out with their coach and going out with Greg Williams after 18 years here. 14 of those years, you guys have been postseason eligible as well, and you touched on it a little bit right there. You took over a program that was brand new, literally had just started, and it was still under this postseason moratorium while you kind of figured everything out. Got it ready to compete for postseason, individual championships, team championships, that kind of thing. And then within the first year, you immediately had some NCAA tournament qualifiers, some postseason qualifiers, and it's just, it feels like it's kind of been uphill since then. Just a couple numbers. 5 All-Americans, 45 NCAA tournament qualifiers. You've had a handful of Big 12 champions. I believe 1 2-time Big 12 champion, I think Demetrius, a couple years ago. More than 60 ranked opponents have come into Utah Valley. I had the number written down here, 7 upsets by the Wolverines in your time over top 20 teams, including 1 over a top 10 team. That was Boise State a couple years ago, 3 top 15 wins and 4 top 20 wins. When you think about all that collectively, where you started, again, I know you touched on this a little bit, but kind of where you started to sort of just some of the heights that you took of the program. What was sort of the number one thing? What was kind of the number one thing that you'll remember about that overall journey of being able to see sort of that program progression, I guess, from those humble beginnings?
Yeah, that's a great question. I wouldn't have applied for the job if I didn't think that Utah Valley could be on the map in wrestling. And I felt at the time, like when they first hired the first time through, there were some great applicants. And I was running a club. I loved running that club. We had 80 kids that wanted to be at the college level. And Cody Sanderson got the job. What a tremendous coach, as he's proved, at Penn State.
Yep.
So he took those first 3 years, and then Cale got the job at Iowa State and brought Cody out with him. And so I stepped in. But, we knew, we had 4 scholarships at the time. We were up on the balcony behind the bleachers, moving mats every single day. And when they had games, we had to move them out in the hallway and back in. I mean, a lot of, just really blue collar, situation where, our guys bought into that when they came, which was good. But the successes that we had along the way, we were 6-12 my first year wrestling a mix of junior college, lower division, NC2A, and a few D1s. The next year we were 9-11 wrestling mostly D1. And then we were like 11-3, 10-3 the next couple of years. And that was a huge start for us. And part of the reason why is, because I coached club, we had some pretty talented kids coming up. Ben Kerr choosing to come here. Flint Ray choosing to come here instead of back to Boise. Some other guys transferred in. And those guys, Ben was well known. So he was a good leader on our team. And some other people thought, well, if Ben came, this might be okay,
So Ben Kerr, great ambassador for Utah wrestling in general. Right, and then obviously for UVA.
And our first All-American in our second year going postseason. So, that kind of helped us get going. And then with these wins that we had over ranked teams, with us getting ranked, I think we were as high as 18 when we beat those 2 top 15 teams in the same year, 2018-19, having 2 guys in the semifinals, at nationals and really having chances to win both of those matches to get in the finals. We've been able to show what Utah Valley is capable of without all the resources that some of the bigger schools have. And that's another reason why this is a really good time for me to step down. We're ready to go further. And there are some things in place where having a young guy with reputation to be able to recruit and so forth. And the 3 finalists are the 3 main guys that they were looking at. Any of them, I feel like, could have done an amazing job. And they've hired somebody that I believe will do an amazing job. But we've shown what's capable, and now we need to go and get there again. Like, we have to, these last couple of years, we have not wrestled up to our own expectations.
Yeah.
And so, as I look at these things, I think, man, what a great accomplishment for our young men to be able to go out and beat a ranked team or some of our, I think we had 4 guys ranked in the top 10 during the 2018-19 at one point. I mean, to be able to show that, okay, we can do this. Now we need to do it consistently, and we need to get some things in place to help us be able to do that. And there's a lot of support and momentum that's been built with this change after this year that I think will help Adam be able to do this at the next level. So the biggest thing I think from the successes are Utah Valley can do it. So to me, that's the thing I'm probably most proud of as far as our performances is we've shown that Utah Valley can compete with the very best teams. And we just need to, we need to do that on a consistent level. And I believe we're ready to take those steps.
Yeah. I feel like a big kind of, you talk about showing that, that this program can compete with the best of the best in college wrestling and NCAA Division I wrestling. And I feel like a big step kind of towards showing that to the rest of the country came back in 2015 when you guys joined the Big 12, or the Big 12 sort of, not officially, but kind of unofficially annexed the Western Wrestling Conference in some ways, right? They brought in you and the top teams in that league and kind of fortified themselves in wrestling at a time of instability for that league and whatnot. How pivotal was that moment, do you think, for this program, being able to get swallowed up in a new Big 12 and now to be able to recruit to and also compete against the Iowa States of the world, the Oklahoma States of the world, in addition to some very good programs that you were already used to competing against, what Wyoming and Air Force and North Dakota State and some of them. But how big was kind of that moment for this program?
Well, I think it was huge in the sense that, you know, when you're recruiting, they see that you're a Big 12 program, that you're going to wrestle top competition. And if you're trying to recruit top talent, they want to be able to have that competition. Mm-hmm. It also, and at the time, I mean, we were able to compete and, you know, we were even top six in that 2018-19, you know, had six guys going to nationals. And that was a year where Taylor Lamont was actually injured. So we didn't even have him that year. And so I'm going to tell you the downside of that more recently is with NIL and with Alston scholarship money, the money that's out there now, and wrestling is like football and basketball because of RTCs. There's a lot of money. There are people that are paying for all Americans to transfer and, you know, you're able to offer extra money to athletes and we're not at that point yet. So in that situation, you know, it makes the decisions that the Power Five, you know, get passed through the NCAA separates. And so it gets a little bit harder sometimes. And that's why, again, we've got to get momentum and we've also need to raise money to be able to compete in that battle to some degree. You know, Demetrius was offered a lot going into his last year to leave. And he stayed more because of family. I mean, there's a family atmosphere, an atmosphere here.
Yeah.
And he just, you know, they were looking at workout partners and, you know, who do we have to push him? And we had set some stuff up through RTC that would be able to give him that support that he needed. So we were able to do that without him getting offered $50,000 or this or that, you know, some other things. So, but again, initially it was a really good thing because, you know, we're now recruiting, a higher level of talent. I think that opened the door for that. Because we're competing against Big 10 and Big 12 with that recruiting, there were a lot of times where we were close, but no cigar. As far as actually signing some of the talent that we get. And, you know, it always hurts, you know, when you feel like, hey, this person really likes it here, but hey, they have more money for me or, you know, they have these facilities that are amazing and, you know, they have this great football program. I get to go to their football games. Yeah. I mean, we actually had somebody that was a big deal to them was to be part of the school, right? And yet, you know, if they ever came to one of our men's soccer games, those things are, or women's soccer games, those things are packed and exciting, but it's not quite like 100,000 that you could do at Michigan or, you know, one of these other schools. But
Clydefield is great, but it's not quite the big house. For sure.
But the atmosphere is incredible. And so we always try to get some of the recruits to come when we had games here, you know, so that they could have that fun. But it still opens the door for us. It's the second best conference in the country and it's closing the gap. Has been every year if you look at the last few years. And you know, the coaches in the conference where somebody left, they've hired top level. Like you look at, Dresser at Iowa State and Hahn at South Dakota State. These are top names in the industry, of wrestling, very well respected. And Iowa State is now, you know, Kevin Dresser is a fundraising master and they're now in the ball game where they're able to offer a lot to be able to support these top athletes, you know, to come to their school. So, you know, that's still going to be an uphill battle. But again, I feel like we're moving forward where with a young coach who has a great reputation, he's going to be able to get some top talent in.
For sure. Well, let's go right there, and maybe we'll wrap up a little bit on this too, some, because your successor has been officially named, Adam Hall, former All-American of Boise State. He's an Idaho native. He spent the last six or seven years at North Carolina State, including the last several as associate head coach. What he's done with that program has been phenomenal. What he did at Columbia before that, I think, was also phenomenal. I'm really interested to see what Adam can do coming back west now as an Idaho guy and kind of recruiting this part of the country again, building up wrestling back on the West Coast. If you have one piece of advice, and I'm sure you've probably already given it to him, or you will shortly, because I'm not going to pretend like I have any influence here, but if you have one piece of advice that you could give or wanted to give to Adam Hall as he kind of takes the reins from you of this program, what would be kind of the number one thing you'd like him to know or you'd like to tell him?
Well, first of all, I've talked to Adam a couple times, and he's very clear in what he can do and what he has set out to do. So I probably wouldn't offer him any advice. what I am going to do and what he'll want from me is to be able to sit down and talk about how certain things work here. Like who do I communicate for these things? I mean, there'll be some transitionary conversations that we'll have. But as far as like, he wrestled at Boise State, he had a wrestler wrestled at Oklahoma State as a coach and a wrestler wrestled at Iowa as a coach, both very good technicians. Technically he had great mentors, mm-hmm. and he is a great technician in his own right. And you can see what he did at Columbia, what the growth that they had in the couple years that he was there. And then NC State, they had both him and Papalazio, who's also proven himself as a great coach, and you can see what they've done. So, as far as that stuff goes, he's a top recruiter. He's known as a top recruiter. People see him that way. His wrestlers respect him as a technique guy they can count on and somebody that's going to keep pushing them to reach their levels. I just honestly, he's going to come here. He's going to be running the second he gets here. So yeah, I wouldn't offer him any advice. I'd just say keep doing what you're doing
and
let us. I guess the biggest thing I'd say is let us support. Use us where you can, because we have several people that are alumni and mentors of our program that are all willing to help where they can. Some where it's just service and time served, and some where it's monetary. And we're going to continue to build on that. And I'm excited about it. It's going to be great. But yeah, Adam will be just fine without my advice.
Senior day this Saturday, 11 a.m. at Lockhart Arena against California Baptist. Massive senior class, as well as 18th year head coach Greg Williams retiring, stepping down. This isn't quite the end. You still got the Big 12 championships. That will be, I had the date here, March 9th through 10th at the Box Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And then obviously the NCAA championships after that will be announced March 4th as well. Maybe we'll catch up a little bit then afterwards as well. So the season's not over. Still got that final push. Arguably, I think a lot of coaches would say the most important part of the season.
It's what you spend all your time preparing for this postseason.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. As soon as you're through with all of that, though, and I'll get you out of here on this, I promise, because I want to talk post wrestling, non wrestling. What's the first plan? Is it a trip to Cabo? Are you gonna go like book a cabin in the woods and turn your cell phone off for two straight weeks, or what's kind of the plan, kind of post retirement life, I guess?
I'll tell you first and foremost, I have a granddaughter that's 18 months, and I look forward to spending even more time with her. I'm a family person through and through. So, and my family's been through this, my two daughters and now my son-in-laws, and have been along for this ride, from the very beginning of their entry into it, because my son-in-law's been a little shorter period of time. But so that's going to be a big thing, is family time. But I have a couple projects that I won't go into it, but I have a couple things that I'm interested in doing. Those won't be full-time. I'm still interested in watching. I took this job because it's Utah And once I wrestled here and then coached at a high school, then did club, I wanted to see Utah continue to grow. And I still want to see that. So my services will still be available to certain degrees to help where I can. And I don't want anything full-time, but I still want to see people succeed. That I love the sport. And once your heart is in the sport, you never leave.
It's tough to leave it
out. Yeah. So there are some things planned. And I won't go into detail right now.
Sure.
But it's a couple of challenges that I'm looking forward to. So hopefully I won't get bored.
Yeah.
once I'm done. And, regardless.
You're not like Nick Saban either. You're not going to be joining ESPN College Game Day or anything.
No,
right?
No. And I don't think they'll be asking my opinion on the NIL either. So, And I've gotten to have a lot of fun with some of the wrestlers and the coaches golfing occasionally. I'm not really that good, but
sure.
But we enjoy it. It's time out. So I'll, hope that will continue to do that. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But first and foremost, the full-time job will be Grandpa Greg.
Exactly.
Like Grandpa Greg will be the full-time job, and then maybe some side hustles after that. Sticking around Utah wrestling, especially. I hope so, because Greg, your advice, your overseership has been necessary, both in your time here at UVU and also before that. You've been a strong figurehead for the state in wrestling, and so I hope you kind of have it in your heart to, again, not full-time, like you said, Grandpa Greg is first. But kind of keep it around there. I love hearing that. Greg Williams, retiring after 18 years at Utah Valley University, his final home match, the senior day. Again, I've said it like four times already. I'll say it one more time. This Saturday, 11 a.m. against California Baptist at Lockhart Arena on the campus of Utah Valley University. Greg, thanks so much for sitting down and joining me to recap your career some. And let's see how many All-Americans you can get in your last year.
That would be a nice way to cap it off.
Yeah, seven more for Greg.